Poking around e-commerce in the age of generative art. Right now, if you set up a Zazzle which only needs username and password and generate a neat image with Midjourney, limited but free, you can have a neat product for sale in less than an hour. A notebook with a pretty watercolor kitten cover. Maybe. With nothing more than a username and password, zero cost, you can take an image from Midjourney and have a product for sale on Zazzle just like that. I ran some tests and only received 10 or 15 views in a month, which isn't too terrible. No one bought anything, but I haven't really started uploading yet, not seriously. One store mentioned on Zazzle's Spotlight has 1,000 products. I have 16 astronaut cat magnets, and to be frank, a frightening Easter pillow. And I said the price is way too high, but I just wanted to see the workflow, get a feel for it. You need to get your own impression. You don't have to use Zazzle. Just search for selling art online. I chose Zazzle at random because I want to try many such platforms. I'm looking for one with good automation so that I can create a few hundred quality products in a day or two. If you are young, still in high school, there is some discomfort here when learning new things, but this is nothing big and you will never regret it. You should totally give this thing a try. In just a day, with your own platform of choice, you can go to sleep dreaming that people will buy your strange $100 pillows. Here, you get a new thing for your resume. You now have a need for a product portfolio, which is awesome. And eventually, after you make your prices more reasonable and make some pillows that don't frighten the bejesus out of grandmas everywhere, you'll make that first sale, and second, and maybe even fifth. And you'll start developing a new talent. Passive income, online sales, messing around with artificial intelligence. There's a lot of educational stuff in here. Programming, automating uploads, setting up your own e-commerce platform, learning graphic design to fix up badly generated AI images, and so on. Once you see the stuff work, you won't even notice how many new talents you've gained. Learned talents are really the only difference between selling a few and selling a few thousand. All the new things you learn will help you navigate towards eventual success. And you can also take a step back from product sales and instead sell graphic packs for people who do want to deal with e-commerce. For a much larger price, you can offer AI-generated artwork for about 100 products that can be easily set up at Zazzle or similar. Artificially generated art is non-deterministic. It means it is very easy to create unique artwork for 100 products. Find an active store, create 10 or 100 images, samples, similar to what they already have in their store, and ask if they are interested in purchasing that. When selling pillows and coffee mugs, people have a meh attitude. They've seen it all. They browsed 100 products before they got to you. But when you contact a store owner with ready-made art, which may only take you a day and save them weeks of work, you will certainly not get a meh reaction. Artificially generated art is very beautiful, very powerful. And the promise of 100 such works that fit their existing product line that can save that store owner a lot of time will make it really hard to mark your email as spam. There is a real chance that you are not going to make very much money, but you will gain invaluable experience and learn to do better. AI-generated images changed the world of art, and by extension, changed product creation as well. This is a wonderful and rewarding gateway towards some interesting new paths and talents.